My name is James. I'm 19 and I live in Chicago. Today is Friday 31st of October and it's my birthday. It's drizzling and I'm waiting for my television. The delivery guy was supposed to bring it between 3 and 8 o'clock, but it's 11 o'clock and I still have nothing. I could go to sleep, but while I was playing on my phone, someone knocked on the door. I run to the door, happy to finally receive my television. I open the door, but nobody. I thought it was the children who wanted to play a trick on me. I closed the door and continued what I was doing. Suddenly, after I sat down, I heard another knock. I ran faster, I opened the door and... nothing. Still nothing. Okay, that was enough. I took a chair, put it in front of my door, and sat down, and waited for this guy. I thought it was a child, but now I had my doubts. After about 20 minutes, I put my chair away and went to the kitchen to cook some pasta. I was hungry. While I was searching for the salt and pepper, a big knock was heard from my bedroom. My window slammed. I went to the door. I saw some light and heard movements behind the door. I entered the room and nothing. Still nothing. It could be a coincidence because my window is broken, so I closed the door and returned to the kitchen. I finished eating for a long time. I thought about various explanations to what had happened. Either I go sleep and wait for my television tomorrow, or I wait for longer. It could be foolish, but I received a message from an unknown number which said, "You can wait, it will arrive." It was again foolish to believe someone I didn't know, but I trust him. 20 minutes later. When I went to my bedroom to sleep, I saw a man behind my window. I was surprised, but I directly saw the package in his hands. I went to the door, waited for about 5 minutes, and took the television. I happily opened the package and took out the television. When I was watching it, I thought about this strange night. I thought to myself, it's original to come to someone's window and scare them. Indeed, but it's even more stranger when you live on the fifth floor of a building.